Okay, it was nice that Olli-Pekka made some kind of movement for you, and you have to come here and take the reflection. So I think that now you are not too tired to hear me. Can you hear me now from this? Okay, I'm Anneli. I'm head of the sport office. And as you perhaps know, we have really excellent sport and leisure time program for all of you. Because we are the only university which have a sport and health sciences. And our university sports and academic sports is almost 50 years old. So we have had a very big and broad program for the student and staff members for the years. And so that you find our program, I think you know our webpage of the university. And then, these two are our former instructors, I have to say. They have been as teachers already 10 years, but here they were our instructors. Excellent instructors. So you know this page, or not? And this liikunta means sport, academic sport. And if you click this, you see our program, so that you find it. And Elisabeth, do you pronounce correctly your name?
Yes.
About?
Yeah.
She's going to give you this paper, which tells about our program. And later, not yet, but later, blue card. I'm going to tell you about blue card. Perhaps I sit so that it is easier for you follow me. So if you find this web page, it is easier to find more information about us. If you click this university sports, here is our services in nutshell PDF, which I'm going to show you just now. So this is the day we start. So it is nice that you came here already last week, so because we start today. I know that you have got already new friends. Have you got friends? Yeah. So me, how many have got friends already? Yeah, almost everybody. And you get still new friends. Do you have Finnish friends? No, but please come and join us. You get also Finnish friends. And you get more energy. I know you are now full of energy, but perhaps you get more, even more, if you take part to our services. And I can't sit. It is awful. So you can do everything if you take part to our program. You are going to see it. We have everything. How does it go? Okay. So we have group fitness, we have ball games, we have gyms, we have courses, and which is good for you. We have sport course with credits. So although you don't study sport at your home university, or do you study? No, you study. But here all of you can study sport and you get 2 credits. No matter if your university don't want to have that, but you can do it here. 2 credits, so start that. Then we have student group sessions. That means that when you are studying economics, sociology, what else? I think that most of the student groups have their own sessions. I think that student union is going to tell more about that. And also do you have some kind of tutor? Yes. Ask him or her. And then we have tens of sport facilities. And does this work? This is not very... Yeah. But here you see our facilities at the university, facilities of the city which we use, other facilities. So you can use that. Where did I... Okay. And then, do you know what is group fitness? Yeah. Girls knows. Do your boys know? Group fitness. So every week we have a wide program. You see it there from the paper, group fitness. Different kind of sessions every week. And if you want to start and have never done group fitness, start with these easy family group fitness classes. Easy pump, easy aerobic, easy step, easy yoga. And here, but you see that for that paper. There are tens of group fitness every week, and you can participate whenever you want if you have paid our sports sticker. And I ask, who want to take part to group fitness? Who knows already that? So that I see. I hope that more. And then ball games. Do you play ball games? Show me. Yeah. Not so many, but perhaps you start. Because we have start sessions for the beginners. On Tuesdays, floorball. Do you know floorball? It is like ice hockey, but not ice. And there is ball, but stick. And that is good for beginners, because even when I was young, we didn't have floorball, and I have never learned it, but I can go and take part to the group, because it doesn't matter, although I can't do it very well. I can run all the time and try to do something. And basketball, that you know, ultimate, frisbee golf, yes. And then we have start sessions also in volleyball. Yeah. And you see the schedule from that. And then we have gyms. Is it now first time when you are here in Liikunta? Yeah. The nearest gym is there, if you go down. There is gym of Liikunta. But we can use also gym of Aalto Alvari, our swimming pool, or swimming hall, not pool, but hall. And then the gym in multipurpose hall, monitoimitalo in Finnish. That is a facility of the city. And then if you live in student village, Kortepohja, do you live? Most of you. Yeah, so you know Rentukka, or do you know Rentukka already? And you have seen the gym, yes. But then you can use it already when you live there, and if you don't live, you can use it if you have paid our sports sticker. And so what does it cost? It is 45 euros for the whole semester. Do you stay here only until April or May? Is there somebody who stay here also during summertime? Nobody? Nobody? No? Okay. But you can use our facilities until the end of your period. And it is 45 euros. And you find here is pay a sports fee. So if you click here, and then you can pay it here. It should work. Yeah. So look in with you have already perhaps get your account. So then you can pay it online. So for group fitness, ball games, and gyms, pay this fee. And you can start today and use all the group fitness classes, go all ball games, go every day to gym, and you don't have time to study, but perhaps you don't do it so much. But you can, if you have lesser time, if you need friends, go and participate. But then we have also 40 courses, and there are some courses in English, Hatha Yoga, you know yoga, yeah? And then we have Korean pop dance in English. So quite different, as you know. But then you can take part also for other courses. Not perhaps all, if there are some kind of courses where the instructor tells all the time something in Finnish, so it is not so easy. But aqua aerobics and naturally cross-country skiing for beginners. Have you done cross-country skiing? Okay, and do you want to learn cross-country skiing? Yes! Because we have ski equipment here and ski boots and everything. So start cross-country skiing for beginners. The teacher is Bela. Bela comes from Hungary. He has been here about 20 years. He speaks excellent Finnish, but also English and... Is it Hungary, the language? Yes. Yeah. So Bela is the teacher for cross-country skiing. And then, have you done snowboarding? Many? But you can learn it now. We have a snowboarding course for the beginners, and that is also in English. And then we have contemporary dance, some kind of modern dance. The teacher speaks excellent English. And then we have a nearby nature course. We are going to bike and then hike in the forest, in very beautiful places, and I'm going to be teacher in that course. And I hope that you participate so that you learn something more, at not only the city center, but you know places which are in our city, but they're a little bit far away, 4 kilometers, 5 kilometers, and so on. Do you have bicycle? Yeah, if not yet, so buy it because it is quite cheap. On the other side of the road, there is the shop, second-hand shop? Yeah, there are very cheap bicycles. And you find all the courses here, sport courses. So here are the courses, and you were so interested about this course. So here you find when we have it, and here you do registration, then you click here. I turn it in English. So you can do registration for that course. And these courses have separate fee, so you have to pay something. You see it, then you click, here is the price. There are some courses which are free, but most of the courses have some price, not very expensive. And then we have sport course with credits, and now you are going to get blue card. Please. And here... sport course with credits. And you can start with Korean pop dance tomorrow. But it is so that you can start the course whenever you want. If you want to start it tomorrow, you click here. But if you want to start it with Nordic walking, so you click here and see that the registration starts on Wednesday, and then you can take to part to Nordic walking. So we have one time sport, only in one time. After this course, you know everything, almost everything about the Finnish sport culture, about the sport facilities in Jyväskylä, you know about winter sport, water sport, group fitness, ball games, and so on. As you see, there are so many different sports. And you can choose what you want. You don't have to take everybody, but you can choose what you want. And I hope that everybody chooses this walking in the dark forest. That is must for you. So we have winter and snow, and we have dark, and we go to the forest. But we have also fireplace, and you have something to... If you take something with you to eat, so you have something to eat. But we have tour skating, sledding, aqua aerobics, goalball, and so on. We have lecture in English about stretching. Jari is excellent instructor. Please come to hear this and then take part to the stretching of Jari. Excellent boy for stretching. But so you can start whenever you want. You can choose whatever you want, but one of that have to be the lecture, or you have to write feedback about the course. So either lecture or the feedback. And then 14 other sport. Did you understand? And this is free. You don't have to pay anything, but you have to do the registration, and you have to come if you do the registration, or you have to cancel in Korppi, or you have to send email to us in our sport office so that you don't only do registration and we don't see you anymore. But I hope that you start Korean pop dance, kickboxing, goalball, kendo, historical dances. We have really different kind of sport. And we have skating, games on the ice, snowshoeing, and so on. I think that there are many, you don't even know what this means, but you can come, although you don't know nothing about these sports. And here you get friends from Finnish students because they also participate in this course. So I hope that most of you start this course. You get 2 credits when you bring back the blue card to my office and you find the address of our sport offices from that paper which you have got. So you can include this in your studies. You get 2 credits. You need to participate 14 classes, and you choose from different sport disciplines from the selection of approximately EUFL word, so which we have in our program. And you find the program here, sport course with credits. And then, do you like to swim? Do you want to like do ice pool swimming? You can do it in Korppohja. But we have indoor swimming, Aalto Alvari swimming hall. Every morning, early in the morning, the price is this. And Wednesday and Friday, different price. And also Saturday morning. And you find all this information also here. Do you see this unsupervised classes? Here is swimming. Swimming here. It takes time. Here. So that is what you can do before your first lessons at the university. Because do you know that the swimming hall is quite near? It is there 100 or 200 meters from this, 100 meters. And then we have unsupervised sports. If you have done earlier apparatus gymnastics, have you done? No. But track and field, so, and martial arts. So you find information from here, unsupervised classes, and here, apparatus gymnastics, bowling, climbing, different kind of martial arts. These are martial arts. And then track and fields. And we have tennis yard, but now there is snow on that. But you can use these. You don't have to pay for apparatus gymnastic and for this one. If you have that already as your hobby, you can do it also here. And then we have events. If you are alone and want to have something fun, you take part to this YUMU workout in Jamk. And you find information, now. You see we have web pages, Facebook pages. We have academic sports and university sports, and this is this is where we tell about this Saturday event. Okay, it doesn't work because we are here now. But here, come to visit our classes for free on next Saturday. And here you find the program. And it's quite soon also on our web page. So I hope that it is quite soon also here. It is not yet, but it's coming here. So next Saturday, come to YAMK here. This doesn't work. I have to check for this matter. But on next Saturday, we have event in the facilities of YAMK. You find the address from that paper if you look YAMK. So this address, Rajakatu. So please participate in that. And then this week it is free to take part to all group fitness and ball games. So next week, then you don't have to have sports sticker, but I hope that after that week, you all of you are going to have the sports sticker. But then you can take part to everything which you see on our group fitness and ball games timetable. And then there we have the martial arts demonstration. We have I Love Academic Sports Week. And then Easter classes and sessions. So these are our events. And you are going to find more information on that page later. We have this time two different web pages. We have academic sports, because these group fitness, ball games, and gym, they are also for two other universities. So this is our university, and there are two other universities. And these students of these universities can use these services. But this part is only for you and our staff members. And here you find information about this sport course with credits, other sport courses and other things. So now I would like to know how many of you have sport as your hobby? Yeah? And I hope that now you really say, how many of you hate all kind of sport? I hope that you enjoy walking and cycling from your home to the university. That is also activity which is good for your health. Because I think that if you do some kind of sport, you get friends, you get really energy so that you can do and have more energy for that kind of hobby you really want to do. But at our university, it is, and in our city, it is so easy to have a sport as hobby because we have good facilities here inside. In this building, we have four different sport hall, and we have gym. And then we have our very nice nature. Have you seen already the lake which is near Agora building? I hope we are going to have there a skating rink of 3 kilometers later in this winter. And there we have also to have ski tracks for cross-country skiing. You can also walk on the lake later, not yet, but quite soon. And then we have forest everywhere, and there are nature trails and there are ski tracks. And when you live near Laajavuori, you see that there is not very, very high, but good enough for downhill skiing and snowboarding, and there are ski tracks also. And we have the swimming pool, which is so near. We have the multipurpose hall of the city where you can run and jump and play different ball games. Is there many who enjoy outdoor activities? Outdoor? Some. I love it, although it's sometimes cold. Okay, so remember cross-country skiing courses for beginners and for advanced. Remember the snowboarding course. Remember snowshoeing and Nordic walking and everything, outdoor activities which we have in our program in the sport course with credits. And this walking in the dark forest, that is really important. Because otherwise perhaps you don't like to go to the forest in the night because you can't see so much here, there. But if you go, you realize that white snow is like some kind of reflector or some kind of lamp. And it is nice experience. And who love all kind of water sport? Somebody? So remember to use the swimming ship at swimming times. But we have also swimming course. If you have basic skills in swimming, you can start our swimming course, swimming technique and other swimming courses, because they are not for beginners, but they are those who knows and already can swim somehow. And we have aqua aerobics for those who love water sports. Who want to have sport only alone? Yeah? So in Finland it is safe, also that's now a little bit slippery to run outside. You can walk there and do Nordic walking, snowshoeing. We don't have snowshoes, but when we have the snowshoeing in the program of the sport course with credits, we borrow them and then you can use them. But if you want to do snowshoeing, you can borrow snowshoes from Laajavuori, Laajis ski center. And then, who love ball games? What ball games? Tennis? It is a little bit difficult to play tennis. But when we don't have any more snow, it is perhaps at the beginning of May, we have two tennis courts, and it is free to use them. You can reserve time, 1 hour, from the janitors for men who work there in the main hall. But now, yeah, it is not so easy to play just now. What other ball games? Volleyball. So we have, here is timetable for the ball games. It is perhaps a little bit difficult to find, but here sport descriptions. You find here timetable for volleyball. Here is timetable, and when you click, I hope that this works. So this says which is the address where we have that volleyball. This is in this building. No, that is not. This one, Hall of Gymnastics. This building we have. This is in this building and this also. But these are about 1/2 kilometer from here. And this is in Jamk here. Okay? Sorry? What hockey? No, I didn't. Hockey, but what?
Field.
No. What is that?
It's ice hockey.
Yes. On the grass.
On the grass.
But it is, isn't it floor?
No.
Okay. Okay. Perhaps we have someday. We have a Gaelic football, and we have had cricket and rugby and other things when we have got students from different countries. But I have never heard. Feel. Yeah. But I think that you are excellent in floor Have you done floorball?
I don't like it because it's with plastic sticks.
Okay.
I want to try ice hockey.
Yeah. But we have also ice hockey, if you are good skaters.
Yeah, it's possible to borrow from the school equipment for ice hockey because I bring only my skates.
Yeah, we have only some ice hockey suits, but it is quite cheap to buy them from second-hand shops. And one of them is in Student Village. And we have also sport second-hand shop in Jyväskylä. So I think that perhaps you should buy, because they are not... I just bought for my grandchild, and it was in new ice hockey suit boots. They were 24 euros. If you take part to our course, you get equipment, and after the course, you can borrow them. But if you don't take part to our courses, we don't borrow.
Okay.
But we have equipment, not the most modern one, but so that you can start. Other things you want? I hope that you ask, because then you... I don't know that you hear when somebody, if you ask something.
So if I understand well... If I want to borrow like cross-country skis, then I first have to take the course and then I can borrow them.
Yeah.
And how much is it like for a semester borrowing
you
the skis?
You don't have to pay anything.
Okay.
You get it free.
Thanks.
Yeah. There. We have ice hockey for beginners, and then you need only helmet and skates, and those you have to have your own. And for the ice hockey world advanced, you have to have more what they have. Finnish young men, boys have won gold medal. Have you heard it? Yeah, they are best. And also, the ice hockey team of Jyväskylä is quite good. So go and look. Something else you want to know? Yeah?
Yoga for myself.
So if you want to, we reserve also sport halls for individual or student groups.
For, can I do it?
But then you have to send message. But all the sport halls are reserved from about 3 until the end of the day. So there are not free times in the evening and in the afternoon, because we use it all for our academic sports, and during daytime, most of the times are for this faculty. But there are some times which are still free. Here you can see the timetable. So, sport facilities. University. I hope that this works. So if you look, click here, then you have to... So here you see the timetable of our ball games hall. And you, as you see, in the evening it is reserved. But there are free times sometimes. Still time for some questions. Yep. They are in Finnish, but usually the teacher, we have an instructor in group fitness, and usually they ask, is there somebody who don't understand Finnish? And then they try to say also something in English. But I recommend you to go so near the instructor as possible that you see what she's going to do. Because our teachers, instructors, they have so good body language that although you don't understand, ette ymmärrä ollenkaan mitä minä puhun, mutta jos minä teen tällä lailla, niin te voitte tehdä jotain samalla lailla. So although I spoke Finnish, but I think that you can follow me. If I am a your mirror, yeah. But in Balkans, we don't have instructors. We have all only instructors for the Balkans, for start Balkans. There is instructor, and he can speak also English. But now you can learn Finnish when you take part.
Maybe you can explain again about this course, because I was just getting questions.
Okay. So, yeah, you have that now, this. So you don't find from Korpi any course which have this code, which is there. It doesn't matter. You have to do registration in Korpi. If you look at the timetable from the web page, you do registration then, and then you give this for the instructor after the lesson, and she put stamp, and you write their date and sport, and your faculty and name and date of your birth. And then you bring this back to us, and then we do registration and put it in course. Yeah. So you are going to get credits, but you don't find that course there. But if you click first one, for example.
Yeah, so you can go to the university sports web pages, mm-hmm. then check sport courses for credits, and then you will see the schedule. Mm-hmm. And when you click one of those courses, you go directly to Korpi system, mm-hmm. and you can see the description, the time when you should register. Please make sure when registration period starts, because it can be quite short, yeah. usually like no more
it's
than 7 days.
It's always 1 week before that lesson. In sport course for credits, you have to do registration 1 week, and for the other courses, it is 2 weeks before the. And then you see that this is the start of the name of the code is Yliu. How do you say it? So in Korpi, you find all our sport trials with this initial. So it doesn't matter, although there is that name, but do registration using the web page. Did you understand?
Does it matter if you do different sports on the start? Or one sport?
So there is program. There is only one or two times the same sport, as you see, because these are only one time. This is only Korean pop dance is only one time tomorrow, and then kickboxing is only on Wednesday one time, and so on. These are only one time. We have longer courses, but then you have to pay, and you find the, if you go a little bit up, you find the sport courses. There, somewhere. There we have longer courses. But for this, it is only one time kickboxing, one time walking in the dark forest, one time snowshoeing, and so on. These are only one time. So you can do 14 different sports one time in your life, perhaps really one time in your life, because you are here now. Okay. Yeah? Yeah, you need this only for the, I think, if you, do you have friends? Okay, so yeah, it's time, now it's over. You find me and my colleagues, here is, we are in this building, and please come and visit us and send us emails and so on. Thank you.